Absolutely. Well, E-N-N-I-S-C-R-O-N-E and I-N-I-S-H-C-R-O-N-E, I suppose from an Irish ear, an Irish eye, you could make sense of it, but a tourist is not, coming from different countries, not going to see that. And the importance for us is both we are so reliant on tourism here in Enniscone. We've got this beautiful 5-kilometre beach here, and our major businesses in the town are all tourism related. We've got the 2 hotels and cafes and restaurants, and really our season is very short. And if we have no visibility from a marketing point of view, then that's a real problem for us going forward, a real problem for us sustaining jobs in the town. And so our problem, of course, is that we know how it affects us now, but everything is so focused around social media and the internet now. So if you go on and you set up a Facebook page online as an Enniscone business, you're choosing to be, call yourself Enniscone, but you have to choose to be in I-N-I-S-H-C-R-O-N-E, because that's the only option that online will give you. The online map, you'll be Enniscone business in I-N-I-S-H-C-R-O-N-E. So it's a real problem going forward. And of course, the problem is social media and the internet change so much. We know what problems it presents now, but we don't know what problems it could potentially present in the future. And our history is getting lost, you know. So people coming into the town, increasingly we're seeing I-N-I-S-H-C-R-O-N-E encroach more and more on everything digital and written. And it doesn't reflect who we are and the cultural references that we have as people living in Enniscone, who have always spelt the name of Enniscone as E-N-N-I-S-C-R-O-N-E.